You're listening to Late Take, a roundup of the weekend movies with me, Anupama Chopra, and Anmol Jamwal. Make sure to join us on the Film Companion YouTube channel every Monday.
Jacqueline, for 5 minutes, just goes, and she's just doing that for 5 minutes, okay? And worse.
Diwali used to be the epic clash, right? If you go down 10 years, 20 years. So why are bad guys always plotting in a bathroom?
Next to a great pool and a great view. The Rock is The Rock.
Yeah.
So you can call it The Rock, but he's Black Adam. Okay, I'm being harsh about it. DC fans are going to come for me straight away right now.
Hey everyone, hope you had a good Diwali. You are watching Late Take. I'm Anupama Chopra.
My name is Anmol Jamwal.
And we are here to talk about Ram Setu, thank God, and anything else you've seen, because I haven't seen a lot.
Yeah, you've been traveling a lot.
I've been traveling way too much and I'm immersed in the filmography of a certain director who I cannot name.
Yeah.
However,
it's exciting things though.
Exciting things.
Yeah, yeah.
That shall be revealed. How was Diwali at the movies? Because
yeah,
Diwali otherwise is always just favorite time of the year, just beautiful. But Diwali at the movies was oddly dull. Anmol, how was it for you?
For me, definitely two experiences which I, as we said, I think we were talking about multiple times that the most frustrating reviews are where you can't really go gung-ho in complimenting the film, or you can't completely trash it. And I was in the middle, or actually more towards the side of not having a good time at the movies for both Hindi films. So starting with Ram Setu, I think, start with something positive first. I liked the visuals. I was invested when the exploration of the Ram Setu is happening. I was actually invested even in seeing Akshay Kumar doing action in the first sequence.
Yeah, yeah, in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
It started really well.
And you know, it's him. You can see that it's him running around. A lot of the times, I actually commend him for the kind of like things that he can do physically. For me, the writing was just all over the place. And it frustrated me to see an actor like Nasir be portrayed as such a caricaturist industrialist who's, you know, apparently they're looking at all main characters from the Ramayana and he's supposed to be an image of Ravan.
Of course, Pushpak.
Yes,
the shipping company is
exactly
called Pushpak. Yes.
And I didn't feel an iota of fear whenever he came on screen.
No.
And what was sad for me was, and I think we discussed this just before we started recording, was that Akshay for me genuinely seemed exhausted. And there wasn't as, I think the biggest detriment for me in this entire journey, barring the unintentionally funny moments, which we'll, I'm sure, come to later, is I wasn't emotionally invested at all.
Yeah.
The stakes weren't high enough for me, even though the concept in itself can be explored so well, but I wasn't emotionally invested.
See, that's the thing, Anmol. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really good idea. You're marrying fact, fiction, you're marrying things from religion into this action adventure, and you've got the Bible, Indiana Jones,
yeah,
Raiders of the Lost Ark. You know, Steven Spielberg did it all those decades ago. Just use that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but my sense is, Anmol, that the rigor that you need, it's just lazy.
It is
writing.
Lazy.
It's just lazy writing, it's lazy direction. You know, Akshay was phoning it in. So was, of course, poor Nasir, who had nothing. Akshay at least had the role.
Mm-hmm.
Nasir just got to sit around and look evil. You know, in that bathrobe was like, oh my God, why are bad guys with the red drink? You know, I was like, why are bad guys always plotting in a bathrobe?
Yeah. Next to a great pool and a great view.
Yeah. And they're all just like, usko uda do, usko uda do. But, you know, those women, Nusrat Bharucha, Jacqueline Fernandez, what were those characters? What were they doing? I really, my heart bled because I felt like you had the potential to make something really fun.
It was insane to me, ma'am, at one point of time where I was like, okay, I appreciate 3-4 of these action set pieces. So
yeah,
if I'm not emotionally invested in these characters and their journey, probably I'll appreciate the visuals.
Yeah.
And then that helicopter sequence happened when Nusrat comes out of nowhere. Pravesh Rana again was some caricaturish Bond villain with a city accent. And for me, that helicopter sequence just killed the film for me, because he instructs Jacqueline, oh, pilot ko sambhalo. And Jacqueline for 5 minutes just goes, and she's just doing that for 5 minutes. Okay. And worse, then the helicopter crashes. It's burned to ashes. You don't see like even anything remains. And they're just like walking as if nothing happened.
And the pilot, who's the only one strapped in with the helmet, is dead. But the three of them just walked out completely, not a scratch.
No, just
but there was one thing. There was one thing on Nusrat's hair forehead.
And
right?
There's a point where the funniest line is the helicopter pilot's like, looks back, hey, no shooting in the helicopter. And I was like, dude, that's least of your problems right now. You're going to crash now. So it and ma'am, the editing was so jarring. Was immediately after, say, the helicopter crash happens, like, humara pas ek din hi hai.
Correct.
Next scene, he's with the Ram Setu rock in court.
Yeah.
For me, the jump was just because lazy direction.
It's just lazy because they had to have him deliver this massive speech in the Supreme Court, where obviously in the world of this film, anyone can walk in at any time and start giving speeches.
National news. You can just walk in.
You can just walk in. But which is why the bad guy has a change of heart and immediately they're on a plane. He's carried everything to the Supreme Court. But you know, Anmol, again, in films like this, I'm not saying we necessarily need logic.
Yeah.
Right? It is a leap of faith. Mm-hmm. It is an action adventure. You're there to have a good time. It's popcorn entertainment.
Yeah.
With perhaps a lesson about religion and morality, etc., etc. But I'm saying, if you're not having a good time, then is when you start to say, but wo helicopter se kyun nikle? But ye kyun hua?
That's true.
If you were having a great time, you wouldn't ask these things.
That's what we mostly say about Rajamouli films. It's that you're not talking about why is Junior NTR picking up a bike? Why is Ram Charan flying like that? Because you're emotionally invested in their respective journeys.
Absolutely.
And I felt, ma'am, especially in this case, I think the only inventive part with the writing was with Satyadev's character.
He was the best thing in the film. Absolutely.
He brought an energy to that group. Yeah. And I felt like it was clever on how they did the flashback with his character.
I think we can go with spoilers. Folks, this is spoiler filled. So we know Satyadev is Hanumanji.
Yeah. And I think that was well executed.
Yeah.
And I could finally like be appreciative of the writing, at least a part of it.
Correct. Correct.
But holistically, definitely, it was
frustrating. Satyadev just seemed to be sort of alive.
Yeah.
You know, he had like this bounciness about him. He had character. He was like, he was enjoying himself. The rest of them looked like they were just going through the motions.
And ma'am, like, you know, the supporting characters, like the girl with the specs who's constantly like, why are we doing this? We have it already.
Correct. She's
right?
The Brazilian scientist. Yeah.
She dies. I didn't feel anything. And that's supposed to be the emotional interval block.
Correct.
And the guy who provides that manuscript, he gets pushed randomly and you don't feel anything.
Yeah.
So I feel like the editing, the writing of these characters who are supposed to be integral parts of the journey, I just...
Well, that scientist, if you remember, she's up in the helicopter and she says, I'm out of here, and then gets shot and literally is out.
And it's as if she's pushed, you know, rather than falling naturally. It's like, okay, 1, 2, 3, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. I mean, it was ridiculous, but if you put a gun to my head, Anmol, I would say it's still better than Thank God. How are you feeling about this?
Okay, so I remember doing a listicle like 4 years ago about eras of cinema that I find forgettable. And one was Indra Kumar comedies.
Right.
Okay. Because I personally just never connected with it. I considered even like the slapstick humor a little bit uncomfortable and loud, and I understand that it's catered towards families, but for me, that entire first half, nothing clicked in terms of punchlines.
Correct.
And that probably has to do with a combination of writing and not having, like, I saw Siddharth struggle to do the slapstick comedy.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, what can be the silver lining of this movie? Because is it, will it be protected under the case of moral lessons every 10 minutes? Because I didn't get any lesson by the end of it.
You're not a better human being.
I'm not a better human after seeing that. But for me, just that robbery scene and seeing Siddharth trying to be animated and then Rakulpreet going all Sherlock Holmes mode. From the BBC, by the way, it's like, tumne wo pehna hai, tumne wo bhi pehna hai, mujhe pura character pata hai. And then giving a moral lesson to the bank employees. I was like, okay, this is like a time machine in the late 90s.
Yeah.
And it just didn't click for me.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was, I think it was even lazier writing than Ram Setu. And if you're saying what was the silver lining, my friend, I have two words for you, Nora Fatehi.
Oh, she's brilliant.
She was lovely. She looked amazing. She
it didn't make sense in the story.
Made no sense.
Yeah, but
made no sense.
Great.
But little about this film made any sense. I was, you know, to begin with, the idea was interesting.
Yeah.
That, okay, you're in heaven. You've got Ajay Devgan playing Chitra.
I liked him.
I liked him too.
Yeah.
I felt he was kind of working that cool swag.
Yeah.
And trying to be sort of very... wise, but also really sort of sticky.
Cheeky, yeah.
Cheeky, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He was very cheeky. Like, one of the few times I laughed was when, you know, Siddharth's character says, but you guys don't look like gods. Isko Amazon Prime ke time mein doordarshan chahiye. Literally, that was probably the only time I cracked a smile. But I felt like, okay, this has potential. Maybe they'll do something with it. And it was just... it was excruciating.
No, ma'am, I'll tell you, you know, I'll say this, that for the second half, I was still a little invested in, say, what was being attempted with the case of a second chance for this character. Of, because every moral lesson in the first half, he was back to his own ways of being like, okay,
sure.
I'm a matlabi guy, I'm this way, I don't care what happens. But in the second half, with that close shot of Seema Pava eating mangoes, I thought was also like stretched far too long. I was like, okay, we get the
poor
point.
Poor Seema Pava, yeah. Man. Such a fine actor reduced to sort of devouring mangoes.
Yeah. But you know, the case is probably like a narration of Seema, a sweet narration of Seema Pava through the album.
Yeah.
Or,
that had a little bit of emotion.
Little bit of emotion. Yes. Or, you know, the father beating him up in heaven, supposedly. Yeah. Those familial moments were still mean, okay, they're going for something here. But tonally, it was so all over the place, I just could not care enough. But that first half really killed it for me, ma'am. That couple that comes for the house and is like, this has to go, this has to go. I was just like, I cannot do this. And then for that elevator sequence, I was just like, Siddharth.
I know. I just feel I'm more, you know, Diwali used to be the epic clash, right? If you go down 10 years, 20 years, I mean, you know, there was Mission Kashmir versus Mohabbatein and Savariya versus OSO. And like, it was, you know, for people like us, that was the most exciting time to be a film journalist, a film critic. Like, you had to run between movies and you had, then, you know, the whole thing was, what's done better, what is better, opening gear. I just feel like this was the dampest Diwali ever. Like, there was nothing to move you in any direction. None of these films were compelling even as trailers. They were not compelling as films. I just feel like the actors themselves look bored.
And you know, ma'am, what's worse right now, at least when it comes to analyzing films, because there's been a long streak of a dry spell probably, is that you start getting the pressure of even appreciating mediocrity.
Absolutely. Kuch to.
Kuch. And that, I think, becomes even worse.
Yeah.
Where you start applauding really average films, and then the case of this continues then, because you fed into that.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's important to call a spade, that they did not deliver holistically, and it's okay. And probably this is a learning lesson that, you know, people are looking for movies that provide that experience, like an OSO or like a Mohabbatein.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Epics that we still see today.
Yeah, yeah. And just the excitement of wanting to watch them, you know, was so high. It was so high. I just, this was
Yeah, forgettable.
Very disappointing and very forgettable. Hopefully, onward to next Diwali,
yeah.
2023. Should we take comments?
Yes, yes. So this is by Pranav P. He says, in this movie, if you observe closely, you'll know that Akshay's character represents Ram and Satyadev represents Hanuman and Nasir represents Ravan. Heroines were irritating, so I guess Nusrat represents Surpanakha and Jacqueline represents Kaikeyi. I think that's a great... I wouldn't go that far, but they definitely didn't provide anything substantial to the plot.
Listen, they did not think enough for the women to say, yeh Surpanakha, yeh Kaikeyi, aisa kuch nahi
ho. No, I'm saying he's gone far and beyond.
Correct.
They definitely
They definitely did not. So someone whose handle is now what says for Ram Setu, only redeemable part of this movie is archaeology surrounding Buddha in the beginning. Agreed. And Lord Hanuman smiling as he's falling down into a cloud. I agree. Those were two sort of nice highlights.
Yeah.
Bookending.
The big revelations, I think accounted for good scenes, but it's a needle in a haystack for sure. Okay, this is for Thank God. This is Malik Bagwala. He says, thing with comedy is, it is not what you say, it is how you say it. Most comedy in modern movies just feel forced to me. I definitely felt that Siddharth was very uncomfortable doing the scenes. And, I feel like I'm like constantly saying this, so I don't want to like badger that same point again and again. But it definitely felt like an actor who's way out of his comfort zone with respect to the genre.
Yeah.
And the delivery was just not happening for me. And I was in a houseful theater and it was crickets.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I feel like it's, especially in a thing like this, you have to commit fully.
Yeah.
And then just play with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're hesitant yourself, then it just shows
it
completely.
Does. Like if you remember Jati Ratnalu.
Correct.
The absurdity,
yeah.
They really honed in on
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So it works.
It was
then.
So sparkling.
Yeah.
It was just so much fun. So Anmol, I believe you also saw Black Adam.
Yes.
And how has The Rock done?
The Rock is The Rock.
Yeah.
So you can call it The Rock, but he's Black Adam. Okay, I'm being harsh about it. DC fans are going to come for me straight away right now. But I had fun. But it is definitely... See, when you look at the case of Black Adam, he's a wild card when you look at the comics. He can become a crazy antagonist. He's extremely impulsive. But they've, I think, with casting The Rock, they've made him an anti-hero with morals. So he only fights the bad guys. So it sort of like dilutes or waters down whatever the character represents. The action set pieces are great. But you expect more than just the surface level good time with superhero movies now.
Yeah.
And I feel like the phase right now, at least in the last 3 or 4 years, both Marvel and DC haven't really delivered in that respect, other than Batman, which I really loved, Robert Pattinson's. They left something very special for the future in the mid-credit scene, which like explores several possibilities. So that's a great sign. But it was what I felt really bad was that it was The Rock eventually.
I know.
But I have to say, Pierce Brosnan plays a character called Dr. Fate and he's amazing.
How exciting.
So yeah.
But I just wish because The Rock is so watchable.
He is watchable, but he's definitely The Rock in this. I just could not imagine him being anyone else while
right.
I saw him.
Right.
So, and because he's such a delicious character to play,
yeah.
I felt that they kind of like missed an opportunity to make him really like, multi-dimensional.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Bhedia.
Me too.
Why?
I have to tell you, I just think it's an original thought. And for me, as you just said, the bar is so low.
Yeah.
That if it's an original thought, I'm applauding you already.
Yeah.
It's not a remake. It's not a sequel. You're trying to do something. I was trying to think, have we done werewolves in Hindi cinema?
We've done a tiger, right?
Junoon
was what?
We've done, he turned into a tiger,
yeah.
Rahul Roy.
Yeah.
Of course, the Ichhadari Nagin, we have a very long tradition of.
Yeah.
but this might just be the first werewolf film, and I'm excited to see it.
Same, same. I am too. So again, cautiously optimistic
as always. Yeah.
And I'm also really happy that they shot in Arunachal Pradesh. So probably the visuals are great as well. But fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. We will return to discuss that and more. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.